Here we find ourselves just about a minute after 8 o'clock. It is a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, and it's takeover. Forget the Mornings with Ed Show. It's now takeover, and the chamber is taking over, as you do each and every Friday morning, but it's chamber chat this morning. A very good day to you. It's going to be a beautiful day in Laguna Beach. And to kick off the takeover, the 8 o'clock takeover with chamber chat, Joelle Padoue. Welcome, Joelle. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed.
Yeah, I love that. I wish we had that. Yeah. Thank you. That's our new tradition. She greets me so wonderfully in the morning. First of all, thank you for supporting the radio station, always, of course, and certainly during this hour today. Thank you very much for that.
And thank you for supporting the chamber. And with the chamber, we always want to support our business members. Right. So.
You brought in some special talent today, yes, as we call it here in the studio. Who do you have?
We have Dina.
I'm Dina Duffick.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for coming in, first of all.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure. Now, tell the audience what you do.
Well, I'm a local interior designer. Okay. I have a design business here in town.
Right.
We're actually opening a new showroom down on North Coast Highway. When
is that opening up?
Well, we're in it now, but okay, we're going to have a ribbon cutting in April.
Okay, fantastic.
It's on the schedule.
All right, you've sharpened the scissors for that ribbon cutting?
I know, I need to go and sharpen them.
But our plan is, we've had a design studio here in town for a while.
Right.
I've been a designer for over 20 years.
Right.
But the plan is to create kind of a community design center, so it's a design collective. So we'll be servicing other designers, architects, the builders that we work with. We're Sub-Zero dealers. We're going to have a showroom complete where everybody can bring their clients and have an experience.
What a great idea. It's like a hub. It's the hub for designers.
Exactly.
Is there big ego among designers, different designers? Do you find that?
100%. And that's part of what this is about. So in my experience, there's always been designers where there's kind of like this territorial thing,
right?
And I just come from a different mentality. I think there's enough abundance to go around, and we should share our resources.
Right.
And I think that it's really important. This is something that our community needs,
right?
And it's a great place for them to be able to bring their clients, and for us to collectively have a showroom that showcases everything that they would need and what we do.
What a great idea. Well, you know, if you want to talk to Dina, you can call 949-715-5936. Ask any questions. I imagine you would be willing to answer some questions.
Of course.
All right. We got a phone call now. I don't know that it's a question for you, but let's see. I'd love to just fly by the seat of our pants this morning.
Okay.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic this morning. I have some of your best representatives in the world. You have some of the best representatives in the world. One of them is here in Joelle, and she's helping the radio station this morning. And she brought in Dina Duffett with the new design place up in North Laguna. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, I'm calling to talk to Joelle and Dina thank them for contributing their time to one of our favorite charities, KXFM, our local radio station.
You're the best.
So are we on? Or?
Oh, we're on. You're live on the air.
There's
like 4.5 million people across the world right now listening to you.
Well, perfect. Well, good morning, Joelle. Good morning, Dina. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good. I'm really excited about my playlist, so you have to listen.
Of course you are, Joelle. Well, I'm calling, and I could have donated to probably a dozen people who've asked me to donate to their hour, but I'm calling to donate my $1,000 to the Chamber Hour.
Wow.
Yay.
Yes. Paula, you're huge. That is so cool. So I want the audience to know, and most of the audience knows Paula sat here for a long time with me, and we did chamber chat together. There is no bigger, more big-hearted supporter that the radio station has than Paula, and we can't thank you enough for that.
Thanks, Ed. And Dina, you and I have met through some Boys and Girls. I did work with Boys and Girls Club for many, many years, for 10 years.
Yep, I remember.
Yep. So thank you for coming in and sharing the hour with Joelle and the Chamber and supporting our radio station and Ed and the crew over there.
Of course. And we were going to talk about the Boys and Girls Club today because we actually have another ribbon cutting coming up for that as well.
Very cool.
Yep, I'll be there.
See how good she is at segueing into other things? Paula, she's a natural for radio. Dina should have been born on the radio here.
Hey, that was actually on my wish list.
Well, it's still possible.
I'll let you guys go with your hour so we can listen to some of your playlist. And I will be walking over shortly with my check in hand.
I can't wait to see you. And again, I thank you so much for your constant generosity and constant support, not only of the Mornings with Ed show, but the radio station in its entirety. You are the absolute jewel. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Paula.
All right, Paula. Wow. Bye. That's getting off to a good start.
Aaron just texted me a little emoji.
It's a little ching. It wasn't one of these like I give you. It wasn't one of those. So, Dina, I've got a question that's just kind of a dumb guy question, and I hope you don't mind. You walk into a place like this. Do you immediately like start saying, oh, this chair doesn't fit there. This isn't a good place for that. Do you do that? Are you judgmental of interiors?
I would like to think I'm not judgmental, but it is kind of the blessing and the curse that comes with this business. Right. You will see designers on any occasion looking at lighting, looking at flooring, flipping over chairs, all that stuff.
Right. What's the first important thing when wanting to design the interior of someone's home that you don't know? When you walk into when you meet a stranger, I come to you and I go, you know what? This is what my house is. This is what it needs to look. This is kind of my general idea. Do you ever talk people out of anything? And
oh, for sure. Okay. Or I might, as opposed to talking them out, I might say that might not be my favorite idea.
Right.
but for me, it's more so about the energy of the house, not to get too hippy dippy or
no. And I thank you.
But I think that it's really when I walk into, whether it's a house, we also do commercial and hospitality work, but whatever space that is,
right.
I feel the energy of that space. Right. And if you listen, and I believe this with clients too, if you listen, people tell you what they need. And it might not be the words that are coming out of their mouth so much, but the space will tell you what it needs as well.
All right. And do you go, is there a time where you're thinking, well, that's just too tacky? And you talk, yeah, like, because I probably have a couple of tacky things at my house. I'm thinking right now, yeah, there's this chair I refuse to get rid of. It's a recliner. I refuse to get rid of it, but the rest of the house is pretty tight. I like, you know, I'm happy. But I know that if someone comes up, someone like you were to come over, you go, oh, that's a tacky chair.
You're like the dad on Frasier with his recliner.
That's it. It is his recliner, I think. Yeah, I got the same one. So it's a little on the tacky side. How do you avoid insulting a client?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's really all in the listening. I think everybody wants to feel heard, right? So we joke and say that we double as marriage and family therapists. Because especially, you know, with couples, we have to listen to what they both want. And sometimes they're great ideas and sometimes it's just not going to work for that situation.
Right.
So it's also in framing up how we present that information. Right. Like I just did, maybe it's something along the lines of it's not going to work for this. Right. Maybe we'll try that somewhere else.
Right. And your house, what's it look like?
It's got story poles up. It's under construction.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll ask you in a few months.
Ask me in a few months.
My apartment looks like a college dorm. It has a whole bunch of posters.
All right. Then do you have a favorite? Is there like a favorite poster that's the centerpiece of the college dorm?
My America poster.
Right on.
Which is not on my playlist, but that's okay.
All right. You do have a beautiful playlist here, and we will get to the playlist in just a second. No. Let's do that. Let's hit your first song right now. Come back and talk in just a couple of minutes. Are you ready? So your first song, Brenton Wood, out of the gate here. Tell us why.
I liked this song, but then I watched Don't Worry, Darling, and it like hit hard, and I loved it.
All right. Well, let's play it. We'll be back in like 3 minutes. Let's check this out.
One, two, three. Can't dig it. And the ops says, so come, now, baby, you're catching your spin on me. I say, boom, 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 now, baby, you're catching your spin on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your bell bottom pants, I just stand there in a trance. I can't move. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Not gonna with your bad self.
What a great first choice. What a great first choice. Congratulations on already starting off with a great music list, Joelle. So,
thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So, Dina's ribbon cutting. You guys are ready for that? You got sharpened scissors, the whole bit?
Well, that's in April.
Right.
But she's going to be there January. Actually, it's next Thursday.
January 26th.
Yes.
Oh, look at her. There's a memory, mind like a steel trap over there.
I don't know about that.
At the Boys and Girls Club, because she'll tell you all about
it. Right. Tell us about what's happening there.
So Boys and Girls Club. So I mentioned our design business that we have, which is Stuffic Design, and we're opening the new showroom. But we also have a nonprofit, Design with Purpose. It's a 501c3 where we initially started the nonprofit with the intent to go in and help kids that have been in the hospital for an extended period of time, say the oncology department. We would go, when they're ready to go home, we would go into their homes, redo their rooms at no cost to the family, make it ADA compliant, get rid of allergens and whatnot.
Right.
That was through a relationship with Children's Hospital of Orange County.
Right.
But we have since expanded that, and we now have a partnership with Orange County Department of Education and CHOC.
Okay.
And we're creating, I don't know if you know, but the suicide rate with teens is through the roof right now.
We discuss it here all the time. We discuss it here. I did two stories on it last month, and then
covered so
extensively,
aware.
Yes.
Right. So what we're doing is creating what we call well spaces. And we've committed to doing a well space in every middle school and high school across Orange County. My vision is to do them nationwide. So we're working on all the resources to be able to do that. But we just put in a well space at the Boys and Girls Club here in Laguna. So we redid the loft, which is still the teen center where the kids can go. But then next, adjacent to the loft, we also have a well space. And in these well spaces, they're intended to help kids learn how to self-soothe, self-regulate. We give them the tools that they need, different fidgets. There's QR codes where they can hit them and, you know, learn what 3 minutes of mindful movement will do, or 3 minutes of breath work, or other relaxing activities to help them learn how to self-regulate.
I thought I liked you when you walked in the door. I love you now for this. That is absolute generosity of the heart right there. And we'll talk.
Great. We're very proud of the work we're doing with Design with Purpose.
As you should be. And now I'm quite proud to even have you here. That's very, very cool.
Oh, I was just saying it's beautiful too.
Right.
If you go to...
Is that the beanbag things? Did I see beanbags as part of this?
Yeah, so what we do in these rooms is we, in the schools and also what we did at the Boys and Girls Club, the idea is to create something that's different. I don't know if you're aware, but most of our schools were created by the same architects and designers that designed our prison systems. Yeah. So that's what they feel like.
Yeah.
So our intent is to make at least one space in the schools feel, in the after school programs as well, but feel like something different. So kind of boho, zen-like. We use a lot of biophilic design, bringing nature inside. We use trauma-informed design techniques, things that really help on a subconscious level.
Right.
These kids kind of walk into a chill zone immediately, right. Whether that's through color, you know, psychology of design, color theory, all of the tools that we pull from. But in this room in particular at the Boys and Girls Club, we had a lot of fun with it. We brought in some natural woods and we brought in some, it's nice and green and fresh and it's going to be great.
When you say, and I love that you say the colors and green and fresh, are there colors that are more, that are actually more soothing and, mm-hmm. and so, and right. helpful to mental health, and what are those?
Yeah, so we use a lot of, so I mentioned nature. So right. if you think about it, we feel really grounded in nature, right? So right. those types of colors, so different greens, and even throughout history, you'll see greens in hospital settings and things, and it's because it does calm a person down. We could spend a whole hour talking about color theory. I'm fascinated.
I'm going to have you back. Yeah, I'm having you back. I'm already making the date right now, okay. I swear. I'm already making the date.
But like gray, for instance, right. people... the data shows that people are more creative in a gray surrounding, but it's also soothing and calming.
Right.
Red. Reds, are, people spend more and eat more. So when you go to Vegas, you see a lot of red, right?
Very good.
Blue curbs your appetite. So if you right. want to lose weight, put a blue light in your refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
Very, very cool. I did see these are the things I need to know. And by the way, my my tacky chair at home is gray. Quite, it's my most creative chair.
You feel very creative.
It's my favorite color. Maybe I always need to be calmed down.
We're going to jump into another one of Joelle's songs yeah. here. What's your second song on the list? It's one of my favorites of all time.
What does it say?
This
song is like important to my family on both sides, my mom's side and my dad's side. And it was my father-daughter dance, and I'm wearing my rubber sole.
That, sweet. Look at you. First of all, you're wearing, it's one of my favorite albums from the Beatles.
It's my favorite album.
Get over here, rubber sole. All right, so we'll get into our second song. We'll come back on the other side. This is the Chamber Chat version of Takeover for a Friday. They're already piling up the cash.
Call the lobby at 949-715-4859 to donate to Laguna's favorite radio station and just donate if you like music.
Right. Or you can go online to kxfmradio.org. You'll look for the chamber link, and you can donate that way as well. If you're not a phone caller, if you're an onliner, you can do it that way. When we come back, we'll talk about how we can help you.
Sounds great.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Think about them in my
So I'm sitting here and I'm loaded with tears because you said that was the father-daughter dance song right there. My God, what a night that must have been for your dad. I can only imagine.
Yes, father-daughter family dance.
Very, very cool. It is a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, 23 the time. We are in the middle of the chamber chat, and it's a chamber chat version of Takeover. Dina Duffick is in, and designer extraordinaire, interior designer extraordinaire, I should say. What does it take? What does it take? First of all, why did you ever want to do this?
The design part or the nonprofit part?
The design part. Well, I want to talk about the nonprofit in a second, and I totally understand why you wanted to do that, but the design part.
Well, you know, I grew up in the business. It's kind of interesting. I had designers. I had aunts that were designers, uncles that were builders, grandfather that was a builder. Right. I felt like I had a full career by the time I graduated college. It was kind of a no-brainer that that's what I went to school for. My undergrad's in interior architecture and design. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to go do something bigger and more, I don't know, I wanted to help people in a bigger way. So then I went and got... I started working for big corporate companies, and I did have some interesting experiences, and it was great. But then I felt so disconnected from the architecture world and design world, and I thought I felt more like just a player in that scene.
Right.
Whereas now I feel much more connected. I feel like I have. I kind of call it like a personal ministry where I'm able to meet when you're meeting with people in their homes. It's such a private, intimate thing.
Right.
And you really get to know someone, you know, and I recently had a client come to me and he was like, this is going to be a generational home. It's very important for me that this is a healing space. I want my family to know that this is a space that they come to heal. And there's a lot of honor for me that comes in somebody coming to me requesting that. So for me, it's more than being a designer. It's really helping people. As I think about the people in those spaces, whether it's a business person or a musician or an artist, or and the space that we're creating for them is helping them be the best version of themselves and give back to the world.
Right. That's the reason to have gotten into it. I was thinking, all right, well, she left corporate. Very nice. Left the corporate world behind because really it wasn't satisfying that emotional need. It wasn't satisfying that desire. I didn't realize this, but I'm really careful about who comes into my house. I'm very, very protective of that space. And I have neighbors, I have friends. I'm protective of that space, and I'm sometimes maybe selfishly so. Do you find that, and is that...
As you should be. Yeah. It's your sanctuary, right? And I think sometimes that's where people feel out of balance when they're not treating their home that way.
Right.
You know, it does need to be something that's protected, and it does need, just as your energy does, you know?
Right.
That's a space that should be your safe space.
Right. Let's talk about your nonprofit here. First of all, let the audience know the name of the nonprofit and how they can help you specifically and directly.
So Design with Purpose is our 501c3. We are here in Laguna. design-with-purpose.org is our website.
Right.
And designwith.purpose on Instagram. We are supported by philanthropic donations. The typical cost of a room for us is about $15,000 when we redo the well spaces. So we get most of that through donors and appreciate any type of support in any way.
So let me ask you, a family has a child who's being treated for cancer and maybe going through chemotherapy. And how do you remove allergens? And you talk about getting the room ready, getting the house ready. First thing on your list when you think about having to do that.
Right. And same with the schools that we work in. So we look at things like, it's all of these things are kind of connected too, because I take a purified approach to our design too. So how can we use non-toxic materials? And I'll just give one example, but for instance, a lot of people are using LVT a lot, which is the luxury vinyl tile to put in, because it is cleaner than the nasty carpet that people have, but it also, the data shows that, there's toxins in there that cause kids to have, asthma. So we have to be really mindful of the products that we use and the products that we source. So we do try to source non-toxic materials. But to back to your question of the first thing, you know, flooring, any types of materials where allergens would be held, those are the types of things we want to kind of create hard surfaces. And some of the school settings immediately have gone in. One recently we went in, I think the carpet had been in there since the 60s. I was like, oh.
All right.
And, you know, and in the stench of mildew, you know, those types of things, we get right. the vents cleaned and do what we can to kind of purify the space. Right. We kind of say sometimes these kids were living the COVID life before COVID. You know, a lot right. of them have to heal in their rooms and they don't have the alternative to go out. So they study there, they work there, everything happens in that space.
Right.
And same with the well spaces in the schools. These kids, you know, and especially because of COVID, domestic violence is on the rise. A lot of them don't have a safe space at home. So the idea is that we create a space where mental health is normalized. So they can go into these rooms, they can decompress, they can just listen to music. We have headphones in there. They can play guitar if they want. They can, you know, color, whatever, fidget that they, you know, I mentioned mindful movement. But really a space for them to feel safe. And, you know, some of these kids were the ones that were sitting in the bathroom or sitting in the counselor's office all day because they're scared to go home. Or, you know, having some type of mental health issue.
Right.
But this gives them a place to go.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So the assistance that you get from other designers, how are you getting cooperation from other designers and are they offering their assistance?
Right. So that's one of the reasons I mentioned on our for-profit side of the business that we have created this design collective that right. we're opening on PCH. But it really is to build that bridge between community and between other designers, and partially to help with our nonprofit. But yes, all of the designers, my friends in the community, each one that I've reached out to, and the contractors and all of the people in my industry that we've worked with have been happy to. Especially, I was telling Pam over at the Boys and Girls Club yesterday, I picked up the phone, I called LaMonaco Plumbers, and I said, hey guys, I need a sink over at the Boys and Girls Club. We're on it. Great. So yes, it's about building that bridge and getting other designers involved as well.
Very, very cool. And you do have access to, lucky for Pam Estes and lucky for all of us, that you do have access to those kinds of things. Hey, we need a sink 10 minutes away.
Exactly.
All right. And
I'm just proud that I brought her as a guest.
Oh my God. Me too. Me too. I'm fascinated by this. I love what you do. And
I think
the community should be supporting you in every way we can.
I
want to do another song. Come on back.
Yeah. Do you think she has super duper love?
Oh, look at you with the perfect segue. Super duper love, Joss Stone. Here you go.
I'm digging on. I'm digging on you now, baby. Yeah. Do you want a little bit of my love? Yeah. Huh. Wait a minute. Play for me, little
If you add Joss Stone to any music list, it improves it immediately. It's a fantastic song, a fine choice. Dina, why'd you choose that song?
Because it's awesome.
And there you go. Sometimes it's just because it's awesome. And Joss Stone is such a powerhouse.
She is. She's amazing. I selected many songs, but that one in particular, that is such an empowering song. It just, I mean, it makes you feel like...
Yeah, you're walking on the clouds.
Exactly.
Yeah, good choice.
Empowered.
Fine
choice.
That's what it is. It's 8:35, 25 minutes shy of 9 o'clock. We're sitting on a Friday, final day of takeover, though you can still continue to donate throughout the week and up until next Friday, by the way, at 949-715-4859 if you want to call and talk to a human being in the lobby. Or you can text the word takeover to 949-715-KXFM, 949-715-5936, or go online, kxfmradio.org. You pull down the chamber link, and you can donate that way. So, again, thank you both for being here so far today. I'm having the blast with you, and great conversation. Finding out, Dina, I was already in awe of your design skills. Now I'm in awe of what you do and who you do it for and your the great cause and nonprofit that you have.
Oh, shucks. Well, no, thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, what next for us here?
Well, I would first of all like to thank my mom and dad for donating to KXFM. They love me, and I love KXFM, so
thanks,
I'd like to
Dad.
Thank them, and I would also like to thank my aunt, Lizzie, which is my mom's twin sister.
Ooh,
so, of course,
cool.
She also donated, so thank you, Aunt Lizzie.
So your mom has a twin sister?
Yes,
okay.
Identical.
Are they're identical yeah. twins? Did they ever, like, do you hear stories of them fooling boys in high school by, you know?
No, not fooling boys, I don't think, but I did one time. I was sitting on the stairs and my mom walked to the left,
right,
and then Lizzie walked to the right, and I remember being so like, what the heck, when I was like really little, but right. Yeah.
All right. Did they dress the same ever?
Yeah,
in your recollection?
Yeah. Right. I didn't grow up with them, but right.
Well,
I
yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. They both have really good style.
Okay, I'm sure they do. You have really good style, by the way.
Thanks.
All right, very cool.
Wearing
the Beatles t-shirt as well.
I know, you can tell I've worn it a lot. Right.
And I didn't tell my mom and dad I was coming on today, so...
were you were embarrassed to be part of the program. No. I was like, yeah, I got to go on Ed's show. I'm not telling anybody.
No, that's how busy I've been, but I guess they're going to be upset that your parents donated. They haven't donated, so I better send out...
They have a week.
Okay, good
yeah.
to know.
Yeah, they have an entire week to donate, so yeah. Did you grow up in a house where everything was just so, the candles were here? Were they particular about the design of the interior of the
house?
Oh,
yeah, my mom, for sure. my mom and her sister and my dad's sisters. But my stepdad jokes and says, what was it like growing up in the military? Because our house, I mean, we had hospital corners on the beds and all of that.
Yeah. And that, I'm sure, influenced you and continues to influence you, maybe?
Of course. I think it's nature and nurture. I think some of it's, you know, some natural talent, of course, went to school for it. But it's also, you know, when you grow up that way. Right. I mean, I was redesigning and taking apart Barbie's dream house for real.
Okay. All right. See that's a sign of the future right there. So if you're a little girl and you're designing and taking apart the dream house and redoing the dream house for God's sakes.
I really was. And then the Legos and the Lincoln Logs. I said this on our podcast one day, that they say that by the age of around five, you already know what you're supposed to be doing if you look back at what you were doing around that age. And it was drawing, building, all of those, taking apart Barbie's dream house, all of that.
Cool. I want to talk about your podcast. I used to walk around the house when my mom and dad would throw parties with a pen, and I would sing into the pen. I used to think I was Tom Jones as a little kid. And I knew by the age of five.
You were going to have a microphone in front of your face.
I was going to have a microphone in some way, and all the time. So tell us about your podcast.
So that is, we just launched in January, right this month.
Right.
It's called Design with Purpose, just like our nonprofit.
Beautiful.
It's a platform for our nonprofit.
Right.
But again, just like the showroom, it's intended to be a community space. So we've had other architects, other designers, trauma-informed design experts, specialists within our arena on, and are looking to have other folks on. So we're really excited about it. We want to talk about just kind of what we've done today, all things design, talking about everything from the psychology of design to building and everything in between.
All right. And where do we find it? Is it on all
wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, etc.
All right. I want to have you back. We'll talk a lot more about that stuff. So, Joelle, the interior of your parents' house growing up, did that lend itself to your college dorm interior now as an adult?
I wonder. Well, no. My parents' music definitely played an influence on what I like.
Right. So sitting in the back of your parents' car, what did you hear? What kind of stuff?
Oh, my gosh. No, we had this rule where I would play a song and then they would play a song, or it was an album. It was a CD and then they would play one.
Right.
And it went from, I get to listen to one Britney Spears song, and then they get to listen to the whole album of Mamas and the Papas, and the mom's like switching out the CD, and I'm like, what? I never got to listen to like any of my music, but I love all of their music.
Right.
Love.
Right. Well, that's it. Oh, look at you. Oh, my God. Yeah, love, Ed. Love, love. Great. So you should be in radio.
Let somebody please help me with my misery. Can somebody see? I said, I said, that no.
Shout out to Wave.
Shout out to Wave for love.
For love. Because back in 2020, Laurel Canyon documentary, I liked this song. I went into Sound Spectrum.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you got to get me this album. And he was like, no, here's like three more. But speaking of Sound Spectrum.
That's why he's awesome.
Right.
Luna.
Oh my God.
Donated. So thank you, Luna.
Luna. By the way, Sound Spectrum is the greatest record store on earth.
I love everybody there. Right. Yeah.
Right. And if you've never been to Sound Spectrum, go say hello to Wave and then spend the rest of the day talking to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then shout out to Aaron Slattery, our CEO, for donating as well. Yes. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for your generosity to the radio station, Aaron. All right, very cool. And then and just about everyone you know is listening right now.
Yeah, I keep looking at my phone. That's my neighbor's listening. My best friend Kelly Klitzner, actually she got married. Kelly Root. Right,
so new last name.
New last name.
Yeah. But would you keep I couldn't see not keeping my own last name.
I thought I was going to.
Right?
But and
you didn't.
Mine.
You kept yours? Mm-hmm. Get over here. Yeah. And if you, had you changed your name, would that have been an awkward thing?
I think so. Right. I remember I got married when I was older, so to me it was everybody knows this is my name. Why do I want to change my name? And then it just felt a little kind of like archaic to me, but that's just me.
Right.
It's a personal decision, totally. But then I was glad I did because I got divorced and then I didn't have to change my name again.
Okay. See? She thought ahead.
Exactly. I was planning for the future.
Planning for the future. There you go. And your maiden name?
Petkin.
Okay. Oh, so same initials. You would have ended up with the same initials.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Either
but
way.
Both hard, Petkin, Padu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And that would have been a good hyphen, I think.
Sure.
So I just got a text that all the nurses over at Chalk are listening to us, so we give them a shout out.
Very, very cool. Hello to the nurses at Chalk and to the magnificent work that they do.
I mean, you're telling me. Talk about, these are the neonatal intensive care nurses, and they are in the labor and delivery team.
Talk to us about Chalk and your relationship with Chalk.
Right. So Chalk has been fantastic. So Chalk developed a mental health department a couple years ago. It's led by Dr. Weiss, and that's who our relationship is with. They have been instrumental in all of the well spaces that are going on. So it is a collective energy between Children's Hospital of Orange County and Orange County Department of Education and Design with Purpose that we're able to put these well spaces together. Actually, Orange County Department of Education and Dr. Weiss from Children's Hospital, we were all together yesterday at Boys and Girls Club doing a walkthrough. But Chalk is phenomenal. What they're trying to do, in Dr. Weiss's vision, is to kind of meet kids where they are,
right,
and let's get it out in front of the mental health issues before they happen.
Right.
So that's
preventative.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. He's really visionary with that.
Very cool. And please, and we'll talk again, and we'll talk off air, whatever. But as much as we can possibly help, as much as the radio station can lend our voice, please let us know. I'd love to be a
Thank
part.
Thank you.
Love
we appreciate you that. I mean, just like you, we're not Design with Purpose as a nonprofit. Chalk is also a nonprofit.
Right.
So it really is this collective energy that and you can see, I mean, and even from the inception of our relationship, all of us have collectively talked about this North Star and kind of, we call it the moonshot of where we're heading. Mayu over at the Orange County Department of Education kind of kicked us off with that. This was her moonshot of trying to do every school in Orange County. I said, we can do better than that. Let's go nationwide with these well spaces. So it's the collective energy that makes that happen, though.
And it's the collective energy that keeps you from being overwhelmed with the thought of growth.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it really has to be.
She says, you can focus on the nation. I'm just going to get Orange County done. She said that yesterday.
All right. And the process to get nationwide, and then I'm sure once you get nationwide, that's not enough. You want to go international. I know, I can already tell from you that you're wanting to climb.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's providing the tools. So when I say that, it's really like right now we're working on the processes and procedures of how to put these well spaces together, so that way we can teach other teachers or parents or PTA members or local community members how to do this in their own communities. So they may not have a design with purpose arm, so to speak, in their community, but they can do it themselves if we give them the tools and the resources to do it.
All right. Once again, give us the nonprofit address, how to find it, how to find you.
design-with-purpose.org or designwith.purpose on Instagram.
All right.
And that's anytime.
All right.
24/7.
All right. Excellent.
I'd like to say something.
Sure.
The Chamber is here to help businesses. Right. We are the cheerleaders for businesses.
Yes,
so
you are.
We bring on a Chamber member every Friday at 8 a.m.
Right.
So we brought Dina this time for the takeover. And KXFM has us every Friday at 8 o'clock.
Right.
So call in at 949-715-4859 to donate to KXFM for everything that they do for the community, businesses, nonprofits, organizations, and
I'm going to take a moment. I am going to take a moment and kind of pat ourselves on the back, if I may, if you'll allow me. A lot of people throughout this entire week have been saying, "Yeah, because it's they do independent music and it's artists and singers and bands that normally wouldn't get attention from corporate radio and corporate record companies. We pay attention to them. We play their music. We introduce the world to them. In fact." But it's more than that. It is, and as you said, it's a sense of community. We, and like the Chamber, promote local businesses. Every other nonprofit that has ever come to us, we've done our best to help them, to give them a voice here in town. And more importantly, even than that, is the fact that we had two fires last year. And within minutes of each of those fires, we were on air delivering emergency information and valuable, timely information so that people can make informed decisions about whether to clear out of their house or not. It's those kinds of things. And that is, you don't find that anywhere else. You're not going to find that. You'll only find that in a community radio station. So if I might just bark from the tallest building right now for a moment, that to me is the import of this radio station, is our essential service to the radio station. And everything else is just beautiful gravy that we love. So thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for what you do, Ed.
Thank you.
Ed, I wish. Oh, thank you, Kristen. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
I wish I could play my Eagles and Fleetwood Mac and She Had Jefferson Starship. But since the radio station likes independent.
No. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
I would like to take this time to play a song by my friend Dominique Gomez. I grew up with her, and she has a beautiful voice, and she's on Spotify, and Alyssa has a list of something that I should probably shout
thank
out.
You, Alyssa. This just in.
This just in. Thank you to Luna Klitzner-Root, my friend's cat, and my sister Brittany. Thank you for listening and donating to KXFM, because they love me, and I love KXFM.
I love that. I love all of you.
If you could play Dominique's song.
I'd be happy to. So Dominique, an independent artist, overlooked and neglected by corporate radio and corporate record companies. Here you go.
Here's to you, Dominique.
Yeah. Enjoy this, knowing that there's a couple of million people out there loving it, Dominique.
Precious affair. baby, put your arms around me. Hold me till the morning sun comes through. I need a kind of lover who understands my madness. If you can be the one that I run to, then maybe I will fall in love with you.
I love the question. Do either of you know Janice Duffick?
Yes. Okay, so I guess my mom got the shout out since your parents are calling in. Now she's calling in.
That's cool. That's cool.
Thanks, it's, Mom. I love you.
We should actually have a game of Family Feud.
Hey, I have a huge family. Watch out.
Oh, the I have Duffick a huge family. My mom and dad are both one of seven.
Oh, yeah. My dad's one of seven. Oh, my mom's one of four.
Wow.
But I have like 30 first cousins. So.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of cousins, too. I should have texted them.
Yeah, I should have, too. Next time.
Tell me a little bit about your mom.
My mom's awesome.
Right. I love that to be the first things out of your mouth. That's very cool.
Yes. She, well, I mentioned what it was like growing up in the military. So right. She's, you know, got, always our house was amazing. But I grew up in Texas. She's from Texas and Tennessee. And the uncle I was telling about,
the
her brother.
DJ.
She had one brother that was a DJ, one brother that was he owned a disco. When we were off air, we were talking about discos,
right?
And he owned a local disco. Fun times back then, right?
Yeah, I had the best. I had the best time. Yeah.
No, but she's great. My right. whole family's great. We were just talking off air about how blessed we are and how lucky we are right. to be able to live and work and play where we love it so much. Mm. I feel like this life is amazing.
Well, thanks to your mom, Janice Duffick. Thanks to your family, your entire family that's donated. Your mom, your dad, your aunt.
My sister.
Your sister.
Erin. And my friend's cat.
Yeah. And Paula.
And Paula.
Paula and Erin, everyone. So yes. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chamber. Thank you, Dina, for stepping in today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure. If you'd like to continue to donate to this hour, to their hour, you can go ahead and call the lobby right now, 949-715-4859. I had the best time with both of you. I have the best time with you every week, and I can't wait to have more great times and important conversations with you, Dina.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're gonna roll out of here on your Starship song, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that all right?
That's totally fine.
All right, we're going to do that.
Yes.